Welcome to Royals Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting second. The first baseman, Rod Carew. Batting third. The center fielder, Lyman Bostock. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Larry Heil. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Mike Cubbage. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Dan Ford. Batting seventh. The DH, Rich Chiles. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bob Randall. Batting ninth. The catcher, Glenn Borgman. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Pete Redfern. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting second. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting third. The first baseman, John Mayberry. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fifth. The catcher, Daryl Porter. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Tom Paquette. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Freddie Patek. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Frank White. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Jim Colburn. And now, play ball. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. White reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is hit by the pitch. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil hits a pop-up towards short. Patek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Randall reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae takes first base on ball four. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McRae. The throw from Borgman and he is safe. McRae steals second. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Redfern fields it and has McRae trapped. There's the throw to Randall and over to Cubbage, who tags McRae for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford strikes out. One out. Rich Chiles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiles takes first base on ball four. Cubbage moves to second. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cubbage scores. Chiles moves to second. It's 1-0, Twins. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-1 in the game. Smalley hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Mayberry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew scoops it up and throws to first, with Redfern covering, for the out. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a fly ball into center field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew scoops it up and throws to first, with Redfern covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Royals nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 1 in the game. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Bostock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Colburn juggles the ball. That's an error on Colburn. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0 for 1 in the game. Heil hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. Bostock moves to second. Two outs. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cubbage hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bostock. Patek reaches second base with a double. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Patek moves to third. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 1 in the game. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. White moves to second. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Patek scores. White moves to third. Two outs. It's Twins, 1, Royals, 1. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0 for 1 in the game. Mayberry takes first base on ball 4. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 1 in the game. Otis hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Bostock who is chasing the ball. Otis reaches third base with a triple. White scores. Mayberry goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, Royals. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 1 in the game. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0 for 1 in the game. Ford hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rich Shiles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shiles is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Shiles hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ford moves to third. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0-for-1 in the game. Randall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. Ford scores. Shiles moves to second. One out. It's 3-2, Royals. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Borgman takes first base on ball 4. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-2 in the game. Smalley hits a fly ball into left field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-2 in the game. Carew hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Shiles scores. Borgman moves to second. It's Twins, 3, Royals, 3. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Bostock hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-1 in the game. Cowens hits a fly ball into left field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 0-for-1 in the game. Paquette hits a pop-up towards third. Cubbage settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Patek hits a fly ball into right field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Royals 3. The Twins will come to bat. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0-for-2 in the game. Heil strikes out. One out. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cubbage hits a pop-up towards short. Patek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ford is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. White hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Royals. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-2 in the game. Brett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Brett moves to second. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. McRae hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ford who is chasing the ball. McRae reaches third base with a triple. Brett scores. It's 5-3, Royals. Don Carruthers now pitching. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Mayberry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McRae scores. It's 6-3, Royals. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Otis hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 8-3, Royals. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-2 in the game. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Carruthers fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-2 in the game. Cowens is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 0-2 in the game. Paquette hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 1-2 in the game, with a double. Patek hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Paquette moves to second. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 2-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. White hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Heil. White reaches second base with a double. Paquette scores. Patek goes all the way around to score. It's 10-3, Royals. Jim Hughes now pitching. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Brett hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Borgman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 10, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Chiles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiles is 1-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Chiles hits a fly ball into right field. Cowens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rob Wilfong pinch hits for Bob Randall. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Colburn, and towards White, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Butch Weiniger pinch hits for Glenn Borgman. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 10, and the Twins 3. The Royals will come to bat. Butch Weiniger now catching. Rob Wilfong now playing second base. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got two RBIs. McRae hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Mayberry hits a pop-up towards short. Smalley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 2-3 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got four RBIs. Otis hits a fly ball into right field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-3 in the game. Porter hits a pop-up towards short. Smalley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 10, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-3 in the game. Smalley hits a fly ball into right field. Cowens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Bostock hits a fly ball into left field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 10, and the Twins 3. The Royals will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 3 in the game. Cowens hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Paquette hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cowens moves to third. Josie Depp pinch runs for Tom Paquette. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Patek hits a fly ball into center field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cowens tags and scores. One out. It's 11-3, Royals. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. White hits a fly ball into right field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Brett hits a pop-up towards short. Smalley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 11, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Josie Depp now playing left field. Larry Hile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hile is 0 for 3 in the game. Hile hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cubbage hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hile moves to second. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ford hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Mayberry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Shiles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shiles is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Shiles hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Porter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilfong hits a fly ball into right field. Cowens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 11, and the Twins 3. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Mayberry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 2 for 4 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Otis takes first base on ball 4. Mayberry moves to second. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 4 in the game. Porter hits a fly ball into left field. Hile settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 11, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. John Way then now catching. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0 for 1 in the game. Weiniger hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 4 in the game. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Colburn fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Carew for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 11, and Minnesota Twins, 3. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.